Okay, Tom, Shavua Tom. We're continuing today's daf is daf 66, daf Samech Vav. Sorry, Samech Zayin, Mechila. Today's daf is daf Samech Zayin, daf 67. We left off at the bottom of 66b, Samech Vav Amud Bet, towards the bottom of the page. Today's class should be for the Refuash and the Ma'awal Echonim, Bechlanam. Gareli Yeshua ben Achama Chana Malka Vada Sarah Vashalom Shamsi Menachem David Arya Ben Yifka Adiyana Shahara Bat Shoshana Vlaavdil Nuli Nishmat David Ben Eliyahu Min Amin Ben Yitzchak Deel Dina Bat Efraim Shimon Ben Mishael Rina Makan Bat Dan Boaz Ben Avram Dina Bat Aaron Tamar Baracha Bat Avram Moshe Ben Rafael Chatun Jan Bat Nashaya Kuen Yosef Bechai Ben Moshe Vlaavdil Rayon Dibara Bat Miriam. Okay, we are towards the bottom of the page, about closer to the middle of the page on Samech Vav Amud Bet, at the first word on the line, Tanu Rabbanan. Maaseh b'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. There was a case of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shaya rochev ala chamor. He was riding on his donkey. V'haya yotze min Yerushalayim. He was going out from Yerushalayim. V'hayu talmidav mehalachin acherav. And his students were following after him. Ra'a riva achat shaita milaketet seorim ibin galalei behemtan. And she saw one young girl, one ne'ara, that was gathering barley amongst the excrement of animals. Right, of Shel Arvim, of Arabs. Kivan Shera'ata oto. Once she saw him, this Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, nit'atfa b'sa'ara, she covered her hair, ve'amda lefanav, and she stood in front of him. Amra lo, she said to him, Rebbe parneseni, can you mefarnesoni, can you take care of me? Amar la biti mi'at, who are you? Amra lo, she said to him, bat nakdimon ben Gurion bani. She said, I'm the daughter of Nakdimon ben Gurion. Ooh, the wealthiest man in Yerushalayim, his daughter. Now she's poor. Amar la biti mamon shel beit avich heichan halach. Where did the money of your father's house go? Amra lo, she said to him, Rebbe lo kedin matlein mitla b'Yerushalayim. Don't they have this parable in Yerushalayim that melach mamon cheser, that salt is the way Rashi explains it, is that somebody who wants to salt their money, wants to improve their money, cause their money to be able to last, they need to do it with tzedakah, right? So without tzedakah, the money will go down. So that's what she was saying. He didn't do tzedakah, so the money went down. Ve'amrila, some say chesed. Some say, no, it's chesed, that without chesed, the money will go down. So the Gemara says, v'shel beit chamich heichan hu, and what about your father-in-law? Where is his money? We know he was wealthy, he kept the mitzvot. So the Gemara says, amra lo, ba zev ibed et ze. My father's money got mixed up with my father-in-law's money, and once they got mixed up, zeh, he caused my father-in-law's money also to go to the garbage, because my father's money was mixed with no tzedakah, with not giving tzedakah or without doing chesed. So amra lo, she said to him, Rebbe, zachur ata kishachatamta al ketubati. Do you remember that you signed on my ketubah? Amar lehen, the Talmidav, so he said to his students, Zachor ani kishachatamti al ketubata. I remember when I signed on her ketubah, shazo, of this woman, vaiti koreba, we call her elef alafim dinare zahav mi beit avia. Thousands of dinare zahav, gold dinars, from her father's house, chutz mishel chamia, except for what comes from her father-in-law's house, meaning that tosefet, that additional part that's added on to the ketubah, besides for the 200 zuz. Bachar Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'amar. He cried and he said, Ashrechem Israel bazman she'osim retzono shel makom. Wow, Ashrechem is Am Israel. Whenever they do the will of Hashem, ein kol uma v'lashon sholetet b'hem. Nobody can control them. Bazman she'ein osim retzono shel makom. When they don't do Hashem's will, moseran b'yad uma shefila. Hashem gives them in the hands of a very low nation. Ve'lo b'yad uma shefila. Not only a low nation, ela b'yad behemtan shel uma shefila. In the hands of a low nation's animals, like we saw in the story. So the Gemara now asks, "V'naktimon ben Gurion lo avad tzedaka? What, Naktimon never did tzedaka? V'atanya v'abraita amru alav al Naktimon ben Gurion. They said a story about Naktimon ben Gurion. K'shahaya yotze mibeito lebeit midrash. When he would leave his house to the Beit Midrash, klem melat hayu matzi'in tachtav. They would put very fancy clothing under him, like a walkway. ובאין עניים ומקפלין אותן, and the עניים would come after him and fold them אחריו, and fold it and take the cloth for themselves, meaning this was his source of tzedakah. He would put out very expensive clothing to walk on the way to Beit Midrash, and the aniyim would come after him, roll it up and take it for themselves. This was tzedakah. So the Gemara says, Ibayit Ema lichvodo hu da'avad. One opinion is that he actually did it for his own honor. When you do it for your own honor, the tzedakah is not the same. Another opinion, Ibayit Ema kedibayle me'avad lo avad. He didn't do enough. Somebody who has so much money, he has to give more tzedakah. Right? There are certain boundaries. When someone has a certain amount of wealth, once they have more wealth, they have to be giving more tzedakah. They're not like any other regular, ordinary person. Kedamri nasheh, like some people say, lefum gamna shichna. With the according to the strength of the camel, that's the load that we put on it. Meaning, according to the strength of the person, how much wealth he has, that's what amount of tzedakah he has to give. We're on the top of 67a, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok says, Ere benechama im lo re'itia. I will see, meaning he's basically taking a swear, but he's saying, I will not see the Nechama of Yerushalayim if I had not seen the daughter of Nachimon ben Gurion, Shahida melaketet se'orim mibein talfei susim, that she would gather the barley amongst the feet of between the hooves of the animals, of the horses, be'ako, in Ako. Karati aleh, and I called her, mikra zeh, this pasuk, im lo ted'i lach, says, if you don't know, where to graze of the best of the women, follow the footsteps of the sheep and graze these gediotaych, your kids. So they say, "Al tikre gediotaych, ele gviotaych." Don't read as your kids, rather gviotaych, your bodies. Meaning, you're going to have to go with your own bodies to find food amongst the animals. That's where you're going to have to go and go. This is talking about the daughter of Nachnimon ben Gurion. Amar Rav Shemen bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hichnisa lo zahav. Okay, now we come back to our topic. If she brings in one zahav in the dowry, so shamin oto, we evaluate it, v'harehu kishvuyo, and we evaluate it based, and then whatever it's worth, that's what he has to, that's what the we appraise the worth for him, that's what it is. We don't go up, we don't go down, like we said earlier, you go up a half, we don't do that. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, meitiveh, we have a contradiction. Hazahav harehu kekelim, we said the gold is like kelim, like utensils. So the Gemara says, my love kekelim shel kesef, is it not referring to silver utensils, de pachate, that they depreciate? If they're going to depreciate, then also for his amount of appraised value, you should reduce it by 1/5 in the ketubah, because it's going to depreciate. The Gemara says, no, kekelim shel zahav de lo pachate. No, it's talking about gold utensils that don't depreciate. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, imken kekelav mi ba'ile, it should have said, like its utensils, like we're talking about a piece of gold, like its utensils, it's gold utensils. Why didn't it say that? Ve'od, and also, Tanya, it's on the Braita, Zahav harehu kekelim. That gold is like utensils. Dinarizav, dinar of gold, harehu kekesafim, they are like money. Rabban Shimon, Rabban Shimon says, v'makom shenagu lefortan, in a place where they had a custom to exchange the money, they could exchange it, shaminotan, v'arehen b'shvuyen. You would evaluate it, and whatever the appraised value is, that's what you would take it as. Rashbag, so the Gemara now asks on the opinion of Rashbag. Ehyeh, which opinion is it? What is he going on? We had two things. We had a Resha and we had a Seifa. So the Gemara says, Ilema Aseifa. Maybe he's going on the latter part. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, that he says that in a place, right, what do we say? Makom shenagul shelo fortan shaminotan, in a place that they don't exchange those dinar kesef, dinar of zahav, that's when we evaluate it. So the Gemara says, miklal le tanakama savar, you can infer from that the tanakama holds afilu makom shenagul shelo fortan, that even in a place where they don't exchange the money, the tanakama holds that you do evaluate it. So the Gemara says, halo nafke, but you can't exchange it, right? If you can't exchange the money, then how can you evaluate it? Meaning, here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say it. It says, inami yasefa, a dinare zahav. Maybe it's going on the sefa, which is referring to the dinare zahav. But how could that be? If you can't exchange it, then how could it be, right, the way he explains it here is, right, since you can't Yeah, I'll explain it to you the way they're explaining it to you. So it says that since you're not able to exchange it, then how can you give such a value to it? Because they can't be spent in such a place, so how could the Tanakhama rule that they have the same law as money? You're saying dinarei zahav is like kesef. How can it be like kesef? You can't spend it, you can't exchange it. So the Gemara says, "B'makom shenagu shelo lofor tanakhama." Ela lav aresha. It must be that the Rashbag is commenting on the initial part of the Baraita. V'hachi kamar. This is what he meant to say. Zahav, gold, hareo ke kelim, is like utensils. My kelim, what utensils? Kelim shel kesef, silver utensils that depreciate. Rashbag omer, hareo ke dinarin shel zahav. It's like, no, it's like dinar of zahav. B'makom shenagu shelo lofor tan. That's only in a place where they could not exchange it. So not like kesef. Rather, like dinarei zahav. And that says, lo, no, that's not the case either. Le'olam aseifa. Really, it's going on the latter part of the Braita. And we said dinar zahav is like kesef. And he says, v'denafke al-yedei adachak. It could be exchanged, but through difficulty. It's not easy to exchange it. U'behaka miflegein. This is the argument. Mor savar, kivan denafke, mishabchinan la. Once the Tanakhama holds that since you can exchange it at the end of the day, so you evaluate it, you increase the value by half in the ketubah. And Umor Savar, the Rashbag holds, kivan de lunafke ele al yedei adachak, since you can only exchange it with difficulty, lo meshabchinan la, we don't increase the value at all. Ibai Rema, different answer, kula Rashbagi, really the whole Baraita was opinion of Rashbag. We're missing something. This is what I was meant to say. Zahav hareu ke kelim. Gold is like utensils. Dinarei zahav, a dinar of gold, harehen kekesafim, is like money. V'med varim amorim, when is that the case? Makom shenagu lefortan, that's only when they had accustomed to exchange the money. Aval makom shenagu shelo lefortan, where they could not exchange the money, shamin otam. We evaluated, v'harehen keshuyehen, divrei Rashbag. And we would use the appraised value, according to Rashbag. Sherabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, v'makom shenagu shelo lefortan, in a place where they can't exchange it, shaminotam baren b'shuyen, we would evaluate it and would use that appraised value. But the Gemara, so this that one question was answered. But mikol makom kekelav mibayle. But the first question we asked, that if you're talking about it being like gold kelim, then say kekelav, not kekelim, because it should say like its utensils, like its gold utensils. So the Gemara says kashya, you're right, that's difficult. We don't have an answer. The Gemara says, Ibayim, and maybe we can say, Hacha b'mayaskinan, what are we dealing with over here? V'dahava pericha. Maybe we're dealing with a case of gold chips, that these are very, not such great gold, and they do depreciate. So Rabbi Yochanan was talking about real gold. So that did not depreciate, bigger type of gold. Whereas over here we're talking about gold chips that does depreciate. Okay, another answer, Rav Ashi Amar b'mimala. He says, no, maybe it's talking about gold dust, which is even worse than gold chips. They do depreciate as well. So that would be the difference. Amar b'yanai, besamim shel antuchia, harein kikesafim. The besamim, the fragrances in antuchia, they are like money, which we increase the value in the ketubah by one half. Amar b'shmo bar nachmani, amar b'yonatan, it's a girsa. Gimalim shel aravia, the camels of Arav, asher isha gova parna mehem. A woman can collect her profit. Right, the increase of one half, she can collect it from there, from those camels. Amar of Papi, Hane Tutve, Deve Mikse, Isha Gova Parnamehem. He says these shirts from Beim Mikse, a woman, which are included in the dowry, obviously a woman can collect her one extra half of the profit from there as well. Vamar of Papi, Hane Sake de Rodia, Vashele de Kamachonia, these sacks from Derodia, or these ropes from Kamachonia, Isha Gova Parnamen, a woman is allowed to collect her extra half in her profit from those things as well. Amarava, Mirish Hava Amena, Hane Arnake de Mechoza. At first I thought the wallets in Mechoza, or like the bags in Mechoza, Isha Gova Parnamen, that a woman can collect her profit from those. Mai Tama, what's the reason? Asmachtaihu Alaihu, because they rely on them. Right, Rashi says, "V'gavyan metaltele kihane shehen lahen b'makom karkaot lefi shebaalei sechorahem." They use it in place of karka, of property. So he says they rely on them as like a security for a loan. They give a security. They're using that as the security for the loan. They're relying on those bags. So I thought you could use those bags to pick up. The woman can use them for the profit that she makes from the dowry. from the what she brings in. So kevan de chazay de shaklelehu. Once I saw they were taking these bags vin nafke, and they would go out ki mashkechei ara, when they found the land zavnei right away, zavnei behu, they would buy it right away. So amena, I said asmechtaihu arahu. It's not, no, they are relying on the land as a security. They're not relying on these bags. They're going to take these bags and selling them to buy land. So clearly they're relying on the land. And the land, right, Rashi says, ve'en govot ela min karka min yatomim. We only would collect from the karka, from property, for the orphans, if they're left as an orphan. Okay, new Mishnah. Hamasid bito stam. If somebody stam marries off his daughter, lo yifchot la mechamishim zuz, he should not give her less than 50 zuz. Okay? For the dowry. Then the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, pasak lachnisa aruma, if he wanted to not give her anything, lo yomar habal kishachnisenna leveti echasenna beksuti. The husband shouldn't say, whenever I marry her, then I'll cover her with clothing. Ela mechasa veoda bevet avia. You cover her while she's still in her father's house. If somebody is marrying off an orphan, you should not give less than 50 zuz. And im yesh kis, and if there is a pocket, if there is this kis, we're going to understand what this is. We would help her based on her respect, based on her honor. Okay, Gemara. Amar Abaye, 50 zuzei peshite. Ready? Remember we saw this earlier. 50 zuz of peshite. Peshite is like zuzei medina. It's right. There was a zuz tsuriyu, which we said was 8 times the regular this pashut zuz, and now there's a zuzay peshite, which is 1/8 of that regular zuz. So it's much less. So the Gemara says, "Mimai, how do we know it's talking about this type of zuz?" Midikatani seifa, as it said in the latter and part of the Mishnah, im yesh bekis, if we have in the kis, mefarnesino talafi kvoda, we would take care of her. So ve'amrina, and we said, what is a kis? My kis, amar chava. It was the kupat tzedakah. This is where they would use for kupat tzedakah. V'isa kadatin 50 zuzei mamash. And if you think it's talking about mamash, 50 zuz, the regular 50 zuz, so im yesh bekis, kama yavinana. Then if there's what in the kis, right, we said if there's something in the kis, how much would we give her? Meaning, if we're giving the regular woman 50 zuz, how much more do you want to give? This 50 regular zuz is a lot of money. So clearly it must be talking about 50 zuz pshite, which is 1/8 of the 50 zuz regular. And that's why we say for Yatoma that if we have extra money in the kupat staka, then we would give her. Okay? Tanu Rabban... Ela Shema Mina, sorry, thank you. Rather we learn from that, 50 zuz pshite. It must be talking about the regular 50 zuz. Okay? Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Yatom v'yatoma, orphans, shebao leitfarnes, that they came to get parnasa, mefarnasin et yatoma, v'charka mefarnasin et yatom. We first take care of the girl, and only thereafter do we take care of the man. Mipnei sha'ish darko lachzor lapetachim, a man is more commonly a beggar, ve'ein aisha darka lachzor, but a woman is not commonly, it's not proper for a woman to go and beg. Yatom v'yatoma, shebao leinase, if a man and a woman, they come to get married, masin et yatoma, first we marry off the woman, and only afterwards we marry off the man. Because the woman's embarrassment is greater than the man. It's very interesting, because the mitzvah of being fruitful and multiplying is a mitzvah on the man. It's not a mitzvah on the woman, but still we give precedence to the woman. I mean, I guess because the woman is marrying somebody who's also going to be fulfilling that mitzvah. But it doesn't specify, oh, what if that man that she's going to marry already fulfilled the mitzvah? Meaning she's going to be more embarrassed that she doesn't get married, but the orphan brother does get married. So if we have an option to marry one over the other, we marry off the woman first. Tanu Rabbanan, yatom sheba lisa, if an orphan comes to get married, socharin lo bayit, we rent for him a house, matzein lo mita, we give him a bed, v'chol kelei tashmishon, everything that he needs, v'achar kach matzein lo yisha, and then we marry him off. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, de machsoro asher yechsar lo. That what does the pasuk mean? De machsoro, his needs, ze habayit, that's one's house. Asher yechsar, ze mita, that's referring to the bed, veshulchan, and the table. Lo, when it says him, zo isha. So first we do the house, then the necessities, and then the woman. Vechen omer, it also says, ese lo ezer kenegdo, I will make for him someone connected him. Meaning, this is about Adam HaRishon, when Hashem said, I will make him an ezer kenegdo, someone to help him, someone to be there for them, but it says the word lo. Lo means talking about the woman. Tanu Rabbanan, de machsoro. So the Gemara says, atam mitzuvel alav de farnes. So we have to support the poor people, viatam mitzuvel alav de ashero. But you don't have to make them rich. Asher yachsar lo. Then it says, Asher yachsar lo, meaning what he's missing, afilu sus lirkov alav, even a horse to ride on it, ve'eved larutz lefanav, and a slave to run in front of him. That's what you have to give him as well. So the Gemara says, Amru alav al Hillel zaken. They said a story about Hillel zaken, shelakach le'ani ben tovim echad. He took a poor person who was from a family of wealthy people, sus lirkov alav, ve'eved larutz lefanav, he bought for him a horse to ride on and a slave to run in front of him. Pam achat, one time, lo matza eved larutz lefanav, he couldn't find the slave who was running in front of him, ve'ratz lefanav shelosha milin, and he ran in front of him himself. Hillel zaken ran in front of him himself, three mil he ran in front of him in order to be able to give that proper, poor person.
Because he was rich before.
Right, nachon. Yeah, exactly. Because he came from a wealthy family, it's degrading. But, I think we'll stop a little bit early today. We'll stop there for today. But just give a quick 1 minute recap. We started in Amud Bet. We talked about the story about Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, with the story of the daughter of Naktimon ben Gurion, that we said when a person does not give tzedakah, his money starts to go down. Then when we got to the Amud Bet, we started talking about when we evaluate, when we depreciate in the ketubah, when we appreciate. So we said when it's given as cash, when it's like money, we add one half. When it's real gold, then we let's say the example was the minhag, you weren't able to, it was unable to exchange that money. So therefore, you would evaluate, and whatever the value, appraised value was, that's what you would put in the ketubah. And of course, if the gold is going to depreciate, then you would write 1/5 less in the ketubah. That was part number two. Part number three, we got to a new mishnah. The mishnah was talking about person who is marrying off his daughter or a orphan should not give them less than a specific amount. He has to give them at least 50 zuz, because it's 50 zuz peshite. Okay? And then we got to the end of the daf, which is pretty much talking about marrying off and supporting an orphan, a man and a woman orphan. And we said that the woman orphan always has precedence. And just to finish off, we said the story about Hillel HaZaken, who took care of this poor person who came from a wealthy family. And at the end, he himself had to run and work as the slave to give the proper tzedakah for that person. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen ve'amen.